What science should do is hold the miracle under a microscope to get closer to where creation occurs. There are faint physical traces to be followed down to a very subtle level. It has long been known that the brain and the body as a whole is surrounded by a very weak electromagnetic field. With the proper photographic emulsion, this field can be seen to glow. The minuscule electrical charge given off by neurons as they fire is also measurable. If being conscious creates an energy field, can an energy field create consciousness? You would think that since the brain depends on electrical signals, it would be affected by the murky soup of radio, television, microwave, and many other electromagnetic emissions that surround us. Apparently, this isn't so, and psychic researchers have gone so far as to isolate objects in Faraday cages that block all electromagnetic energy without altering their abilities to see at a distance or exhibit other psychic phenomena. Many experiments have been conducted in clairvoyance, but one of the most notable took place at Stanford University, where scientists built a machine called a SQID, or superconducting quantum interference device. It's enough for us to note that this device, which measures the activity of subatomic particles, specifically quarks, is very well shielded from all outside magnetic forces. In 1972, a SQID was installed in the basement of a laboratory at Stanford, apparently doing nothing except tracing out the same hill and valley S-curve on a length of graph paper. This curve represented the constant magnetic field of the Earth. If a quark passed through the field, the machine would register it, with changes in the pattern being drawn. A young laser physicist named Hal Puthoff, later to become a noted quantum theorist, decided that aside from its main use, the SQID would make a perfect test of psychic powers. Very few people, including the scientists at Stanford, knew the inner workings of the machine. A letter Puthoff wrote in search of a psychic who would take up the challenge drew a response from Ingo Swann, a New York artist with psychic abilities. Swann agreed to look inside the machine, and as he did, the S-curve on the graph paper changed pattern, something it almost never did, only to go back to its normal functioning as soon as Swann stopped paying attention to it. A startled Puthoff asked him to repeat this. So for 45 seconds, Swann concentrated on seeing the inside of the machine, and for exactly that interval, the recording device drew a new pattern, a long plateau on the paper instead of hills and valleys. Swann then drew a sketch of what he saw as the inner workings of the SQID. And when these were checked with an expert, they perfectly matched the actual construction. People who are skeptical of psychic abilities ignore countless studies demonstrating that ordinary thought can actually affect the world. This is particularly important if mind is a field. I once participated in a controlled experiment in which a subject sitting in an isolated room, the sender, would intermittently look at a visual image, while I, the receiver, would press a button every time I sensed that this was happening. My accuracy, like most people's, was far above average. To say that consciousness is a field creates only the illusion of proof. Nobody has accounted for the gap, and without that, consciousness remains totally mysterious. In fact, so do fields. The gap is the empty space between events. It contains nothing but itself, and yet it seems that everything comes out of it. When we look at DNA, we are told by geneticists that life emerges not from the bits of amino acids strung on the double helix, but from the space between them. These spaces are little understood, but they play a mysterious role in the sequence of genes. Sequencing is the difference, the only difference, between any two people or species. In physical terms, the DNA of gorillas and humans differs by less than 1%. The gaps between visible matter help to create the unbridgeable gulf between us. In the gap, the source of consciousness must be revealed.